With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been waiting to tell you about this since I saw it last night. Because, like, look, this business to begin with is already pretentious. You have a vision of who gets their coffee from this coffee place.
Oh, okay.
But with what they plan on adding, it seems, to their newest location in Henrietta, you got to be kidding me.
All right, what do they got going on?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So there's a lot of new things going on in Henrietta right now.
Oh, yeah, the Jeff is on fire.
Shake Shack is showing up on Jefferson Road, so everyone's excited about that. And Panera is moving their location over in front of Hobby Lobby. People are excited about that. They're going to keep operating the one in that plaza there until this new one is open. But the third thing that we were unaware of yesterday, Starbucks is opening a new Henrietta location.
Okay, but they're all over the place.
Okay, so last week, the town of Henrietta approved the new Starbucks location, which will be taking over the old Pizzeria Uno on Highland Drive.
Wow.
In that plaza there?
You know what I'm talking about. Big joint.
So you would think that they'd just be knocking that down and building a Starbucks.
Yeah.
But you'd be wrong. Story on News 8 last night says that while applying for the permit, Starbucks applied to have the option to serve alcohol and have live music.
So it'd almost be like a coffee house, like you would see like in New York City.
Yep, that would serve alcohol and have live music.
Damn.
This all according to the story on News 8. And again, Henrietta, it seems, approved the request.
Mm. So this is like a 60s like hipster coffee shop now.
All right, I'm asking sincerely, 252-WCMF, do they have these in other cities? Has anyone ever been to a Starbucks that serves alcohol and has live music?
I never know any of them sold alcohol.
Neither did I.
I know like there are a few around here that are like mom and pop places. Like they're not chains, but I've never seen like a big
Well, that Love and Cup joint.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, great joint. Nice, okay. If Starbucks is opening a coffee slash bar slash live music venue, could this be the most obnoxious business to ever exist in the greater Rochester area?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Think of the people that would go to a Starbucks bar live music venue.
Well, think of the people you see. Now, if you've ever been to a Starbucks, right, like you usually go in and get your coffee and you leave. Right?
Sure, yeah.
But you ever notice the people that are in Starbucks enjoying their coffee in a Starbucks?
Like they sit there, you're saying?
Yeah, like they're there having their Starbucks.
Okay, what are you thinking?
They're very douchey looking.
Yes, obviously.
They all have a laptop that is open, and they also their laptop will also be stickered with whatever they're into.
Sure.
Or what cause they're trying to fight for on top of that. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have a whole room of those people. And then I can't imagine that what music is going to be booked into a Starbucks open mic poetry night.
It could be a different crowd than the Starbucks. Because I think like the Starbucks crowd, they're going for the experience you just described. Mm-hmm. I don't know if once the microphone loud music shows up.
I don't think it's gonna be loud music.
Same people that stick around.
It's gonna be cafe music.
Even if it's cafe music, like I don't know, will that disturb the regular Starbucks goers?
There will be two African instruments you've never seen before being played by 60-year-old white guys.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Right.
You're gonna have acoustic guitar guy.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Yeah. There's gonna be a banjo night.
Mm-hmm.
But not like fun old school banjo, like hipster modern banjo.
There's also going to be soft, low singing, skinny girl.
What do you think that would sound like? There will be a song where she pulls out a ukulele to accompany that soft singing.
And she's going to be so thin, it's going to look like an upright bass. It's going to be everything you don't like in music.
Yeah, so,
and I don't know. So if I'm paying $4 or $5 for a high-end coffee drink, what's the whack on alcohol going to be?
Seriously, is that a $35 glass of wine?
It could be.
In all sincerity. Right? Because you know it's going to be a wine bar, too, right? Like they're going to serve
wine. Sure, they'll sell a lot of wine.
They're going to serve wine and like a beer that's made of soy sauce from some country
healthy
that you've
beer.
never heard of before.
Yeah.
It's locally sourced and it's grown by a tribe of people that hadn't had any contact with human beings. Who goes to this? Who would want to go to this?
It's got to be targeting... like college students, because RIT is right there.
Right.
You got MCC right there. Mm-hmm.
But Tommy brought up Love and Cup. That's literally on the campus of RIT. You would have to get
there
in a car
other
and drive
there are
to.
Other options.
Yeah, and that's the
and
other
ones that like people are pretty loyal to at this point.
Absolutely. Like, look, there are a lot of like coffee shops that serve alcohol and have live music that have been around in Rochester for decades.
Right.
Yeah.
Decades. Starbucks is going to do this? If that's what they're planning on doing. Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to make it into like a Greenwich Village kind of hipster coffee house.
But if you're looking for that, I don't know if you're going to a Starbucks in Henrietta to do that.
Which is weird. I'm with you. Like, if you're looking for that,
like you would go to like the South Wedge. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you'd probably
there
go
there are places
into, like
that in town.
Okay, unless they're banking, if what they're proposing is what we think it's going to be, unless they're banking on, Kimmy, people our age that enjoyed going to those coffee houses when they were in high school, college, in their early 20s, and now they've moved out to
the
suburbs.
They want the suburb experience.
Yeah.
But you're right. It would be weird to be like, oh, I'm going to go have like an independent, fun night
in the middle of a parking lot.
Starbucks. their billionaire CEO.
International chain.
Yeah, but he was testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday
about
how
union
they
busting.
Yeah, treat their workers. I'm going to go enjoy an independent Starbucks.
That skinny girl's going to have a song about it.
What would they sound like?
I broke out of here, and I drove all the coffee away. Where have all the coffee houses gone?
I hope this is funny to other people. 252 WCMF, 252-1963. Story on News 8 last night says that Starbucks will be opening in the old Pizzeria Una location in the Plaza at Henrietta, but it says that they the permit permits them to sell alcohol and be a live music venue.
It's going to be a hit.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, every Starbucks is a hit, and they seem to not miss.
But I also think Starbucks is a place where a lot of people, especially work from home people, will just go sit and do their work. I don't know if you need all this.
Well, maybe it's a regular coffee place, Starbucks, during the day.
Yeah.
And then it's a cafe at night.
Yeah, exactly. Because, Starbucks, they're not 24 hours, right?
No.
I think I can count on one hand the amount of times I've been in a Starbucks.
I'm still paying off a cup.
Can you imagine?
No.
The amount of L.L. Bean clothing that will be inside that Starbucks.
It'll be slammed with puffy vests. I think Puffy Vest is going to be singing, doing some comedy there.
Oh, I love. Are you talking about Puffy Vest, the high-voiced comedian female that plays the ukulele while she does the jokes? You know what? You remember my favorite bit that she does?
What's that? Oh, hey, hi, everybody. Welcome to Starbucks for comedy night. Two Puffy Vests walked into the coffee shop and It was fine. Everybody accepted the new we accept everybody. Welcome to Starbucks.
The amount of guys in khakis with shoes that look like sandals/boots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The khaki dad.
Oh my god. Because I'm trying to picture too. Like Kimmy, you bring up a great point. Mm. If I'm into the
that kind of scene.
Yeah. So you're not going to get a lot of young people unless there is a migration from RIT.
Yeah, unless
over.
They're maybe following the Hipster person kids. That's performing. You know what I mean? That brings in a lot of crowd sometimes.
So this is going to be like your 40, 50, 60-year-old suburban
It's going to be the same people you see at Jazz Fest.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Gonna, you're going to get the Jazz Fest dad.
Jazzy dad.
Where have all the jazzy dads gone? I've gone to Starbucks, everyone.
The other weird thing to me,
what?
You know, with Starbucks, if this is what we think it is, what it becomes, everything, right? It's weird how many places are trying to sell alcohol like it's going to help with their business. Because Henrietta has an alcohol, a place that will serve you alcohol every 10 feet.
Yes, they do.
Right? And that,
but alcohol is starting to show up in places where you never had alcohol
before. But that's what's weird about it.
Yeah.
Is, okay, like
movie theaters are pushing the booze now.
Okay. Okay. Right? Fair. You're right.
There's certain, around the country, grocery stores, shopping centers, where now you could get a glass of wine while you shop.
Even in Henrietta, there are fast food like restaurants that where you can buy a glass of wine, yeah, or a beer now, which is strange.
It's, but like we're living in Europe.
But here's the thing. That plaza that Starbucks is going to be in, mm-hmm, also has a liquor store that is owned by Wegmans.
Yeah.
And then there's a liquor store half a mile down Jefferson Road, mm-hmm, right? So like I can get that and go home. Or I can go to Nantastic where they have beer on tap,
yeah,
and wine by the like bottle you can open, mm-hmm, up there. Like the point I'm making is like, if I want to have a unique alcohol experience, there's already like 30 places just on Jefferson,
yeah,
Road I can,
yeah,
go. Like, why am I going to Starbucks for a glass
of
wine?
Well, because you want your coffee, you want your wine, and you want your douchey music.
Okay.
Right?
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to John real quick. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you guys sound like injured animals degrading people because they wear L.L. Bean or want to go to some cheesy Starbucks such as this. Just some feedback.
Any other feedback for the rest of the show, John?
No. You might want to come up with some better material for your day-to-day show because you're really scraping the bottom.
Well,
here,
John, here's what we're doing. We've actually been researching other comedians, mm-hmm, and there's this really good comedian that's come into this new Starbucks in Henrietta. Tommy, you what's that? What have we been researching?
Oh, that new girl that's coming.
Yeah, what's it? Yeah, how's it going?
The skinny girl.
Yeah.
Skinny girl.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to John's here tonight. He's not really enjoying the music or any of the things we're doing right now because he's just a dick. But he hates the show, but he calls it up anyway, which is kind of ironic.
How dare you make fun of a $1 billion global national corporation?
Good, John.
You probably struck a nerve because John was probably wearing the exact outfit you were describing. John looked down and got angry at the break room.
Starbucks.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. Hey, different strokes.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.